And we are back, and we are the Run Duo. I am Tommy.
What's up? It's India. I'm back.
It's India. India, I ain't gonna lie, I was jealous. I was looking at your little timeline, and you up there in Chi-Town. I was like, yes. Now, Chicago, what I did nice. Not see, I know, but did you get any deep dish? The actual pizza pie? Did you get any deep dish while you were there?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Okay, yeah. I didn't see that. I looked. I didn't see it.
Well,
okay.
That was because, so deep dish was actually served for one of our lunches during the retreat. And mm-hmm. when I was in that mode, y'all didn't get any pictures besides the professional ones that have not been posted yet because I don't know if people realize, like what it entails for me to MC events, because there's people that have asked me for more content and I'm like, do y'all realize that I'm on the mic the whole time? Like, you know, not the whole time, but like I am on the mic. I'm making sure stuff is running on time. I am pivoting with hiccups that may happen within the retreat. Like there's just a lot of stuff that I'm doing. So, but I have some amazing pictures from the retreat that will be posted of me behind the scenes, but not of eating my deep dish, but I did get some. So,
well, I guess, yeah, you would probably need like someone to actually do that while you're doing your thing.
Yeah.
Like to get that kind of content.
Right. And for the actual retreat, we always hire a professional photographer and videographer, but they're not just there for me. So even though they get amazing, amazing pictures of me doing my thing, which I can't wait to share with everyone, they are not there just for me. So. Yeah.
Now, so for people who don't know what the hell we're talking about, the reason why India wasn't here for the last two episodes was she had her, she was doing her speaking engagement thing or MC thing.
Yeah.
Kind of tell people who don't know what Take the Lead is, what Take the Lead is.
Yeah, so an easy way to kind of explain it, Take the Lead is a retreat that started back in 2022 by Martha Garcia as well as Allison Mariella Desir. So they are the co-founders of Take the Lead Retreat. It's a retreat to bring together femme women of color that work in the running industry, whether that be with a brand, an entrepreneur, or interested in working in the running industry. To basically come together and talk about the different nuances that it entails or goes on through working in the space. So I would say that it definitely was more brand focused the first year. So meaning, and when I say brand focused, the retreat is sponsored by different companies. So this year, some of the sponsors were Bank of America, Chicago Marathon, On, Superfeet, Strava, Fleet Feet. Did I say On? I said On. So those are some of the sponsors. And Brooks, excuse me, can't forget Brooks. So some of those are the sponsors of the retreat. So basically on a high level, they send in people that work for them, whether they are working in a warehouse or whether they're C-suite people that are women and femme of color to come into our retreat. And there's different panels that we facilitate in regards to how to matriculate through the running industry. What are things that we're wanting to change? What are some concerns that we bump into in regards to being people of color in the running industry? Some of the obstacles that we may encounter, as well as how to start businesses, what to do. So like this year, there was a track that was about entrepreneurship. And so we talked about kind of what it looks like to start a business in the running industry and the interest that you may have. So not only is it you're having business takeaways as far as how to continue to grow your own brand, how to matriculate working with brands that you may already be a employee with the brand. And it doesn't have to be an employee with the sponsor brands, but of course, the sponsor brands do send a good number of employees that are women of color to the event to get the experience. But it also is networking, because a lot of times when we have retreats that are in a running industry, your Running USA, your running events, those type of retreats, a lot of times it unfortunately is white person focused. It is very, you see mostly white people, whether in mostly males at that kind of focus in that space. And so the point of our retreat is to broaden the horizon on the people that actually work in the running industry. So this year was over 70 plus women of color in one room, and they work in the running industry in some fashion, whether that be you are a run lead at a run group, or you have a company like myself, Miles from India, I have my own, or you actually work for a brand. And so we had over 70 people come together in a room, and a lot of people that work in the running industry does not realize that there's other people that work in the running industry that look like us. And so it's just really a good networking opportunity and for people to come together. So I don't know. It's just, you don't realize how many people do work in the running industry that that are women of color, and to be able to kind of put names on it. So like, I'll give an example. So like one of the head leads of talent at Strava, her name is Camille Tate. She is a Black woman, and she's an amazing Black woman. Mm-hmm. The diversity and inclusion, social impact global leader for On is, I want to say, I don't want to get her mixed up, but I believe she's definitely Middle Eastern. We have a director at the HR director at CEM, which is the organization that basically puts on Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Like, there's a company that puts on Bank of America Chicago Marathon. She's also a Black woman. The VP of marketing at Superfeet is a woman of color as well. The president of Wazelle is a woman of color. So there's just, and all of these people were at the retreat. So it is having the ability, and that's just a couple, just to obviously name a few. There are so many other people. Your diversity and inclusion representative at New York Roadrunners, her name is Erica O'Neill, Edwards O'Neill. She is also a Black woman. And that's just to name a few. But there were several people that are either in C-suite positions, middle of the road positions, or just entry-level positions that were at the retreat being able to provide their knowledge. So there was panels, breakout rooms, there was times where we did runs, we did a sound bath. So a lot of different areas that you could participate in depending upon your interests in the running industry. So I just gave a whole spiel, but what I did was I was the MC. So what that entails is me saying, hey, y'all welcome. I introduce myself and I give them the spill on what the day is going to look like. I am on the mic the whole time saying, hey, we're going to go over here for this event. Introducing the panelists, introducing the guests, introducing presentations, moderating in between the different segments. So moderating in between the different panels and events, meaning saying, hey, like a recap of what we just went through, what's next. And then, okay, it's lunchtime, like that type stuff. So I was the person that was on the mic the whole time. I work highly with the event planner to make sure things are running smoothly for the event. If things need to shift on time, so there's a whole run of show, you know, what needs to be said, who's being introduced, bios, all of that stuff that I do. So I am literally on the mic the whole time. So. And I enjoy it. It's fun because I work in the running industry. So even if I didn't do this retreat as an MC, I would be attending the retreat. But yeah, mm-hmm. it's a good time. It's tiring, of course, because I am mm-hmm. giving energy the whole time. Like, I'm the person that keeps the energy going for the retreat. So with that being said, it's tiring, but it's completely rewarding and being able to connect with people. And last year was the first year that the retreat took place, and there was a lot of people that we connected with in 2022 that came back for another year of the retreat for 2023. And it definitely felt like a family reunion. So it was good.
Sounds good. Now, have they given any information about next year?
We actually had a plan.
Is it going to be in Chicago again?
Yeah. Okay. Of course, I'm a part of the, I guess, planning team. There are a couple of people that literally do some of the content stuff. I did some of the content stuff last year, but I didn't do that this year. But we actually had a meeting today the meeting today was kind of to debrief on 2023. And what that entails is what went well, what we feel like we should adjust on. The participants get surveys, and so they're able to give us intel on how they felt that the retreat was and what they would like to see done differently and what was done well. So we debriefed on that. And there definitely was conversation on 2024. There is a potential that it could be in Chicago. There's a potential it could be in West Coast. There's a potential it could be in the South. We have not narrowed down a date or a time. More than likely August, September timeframe for it, but we haven't narrowed down a location. I know that we were hoping that this retreat would travel every year. And it is very good to be able to have the events centered around a brand. So if a brand has a major headquarters somewhere, having it at their headquarters, and they do sponsorship, but that always depends on availability, time. So it's a lot of information and planning that goes into to area. What's the accessibility for hotels? Because most people fly in from all over the place. This year we had people from like Hawaii and like all over the place that came to the retreat. And of course, whatever city you're in, you have a good number of people that are that work in the city that come. But I would say over half of our participants are flying in from elsewhere. So yeah, so it's up in the air. But for people that are wondering, because I have had plenty of people DMing me thinking I know all the deets. The deets have not been narrowed down. I would be one of the people that would know the deets, but they have not been narrowed down. So I can't spill any tea right now because it has not been confirmed. But it also comes out with sponsorship. So if you're listening to this podcast and it's a retreat that you're interested in being a sponsor for, definitely reach out to me. Reach out to Jessica Murphy, who is the CEO of BibRave, or one of the CEOs of BibRave. Definitely reach out to her. She does well with our marketing as well as our sponsorship. So if you are a brand that's interested in getting on board, definitely let us know.
Okay, well, there you go. I will say all the content that you did put out made it look like a lot of fun.
It was a
like
good time.
Y'all were having a good time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all having fun. So that's always great. You ain't miss anything here. We ain't doing nothing. We just waiting for you to get back. But before you left, I want to thank you on podcast for coming out. She came and she didn't MC, but she helped with Young Jasmine's first birthday party.
Yes.
She came out and made sure that Heather didn't pull her hair out. Because I am zero help when it comes to birthday parties. So India came out, helped put things together, enjoyed a good time, took the photos. Yes. So that I didn't have to. So yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
For doing
look,
that.
Auntie India love the kids. I just say that. I love the kids. So yeah, definitely enjoyed
time.
That.
It was a good time.
Jasmine's one. She was cute. She was chilling. So
yes, Jasmine's my chill child. She is the reason why I have been able to get back to running. Because if she was anything like Trey, I probably would never get to run again. Now, as far as other things going on in the running community, the World Championships just ended. It was, I ain't gonna lie, I barely watched any of it. I watched some of the highlights. I do know that, you know, the U.S. did very well, as usual. We do very well at Track and Field World Championships. I want to say we had over 30 medals. The next closest, like, we had 12 golds. The next closest person, Jamaica, had a total of 12 medals. As usual, the U.S. did well. I didn't see in the marathon, I did not see any Americans that really did well. I think
place.
There was a top 10 finish on the women's side.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody placed, but I think there was a top 10 finish in the women's side, but I don't think there was in the men's side.
Yeah.
But no, I think with marathons, it's a little different when you talk about world championships, because if you want to run a marathon at the world championship, that kills you for any world major. Probably for the year, just like when you run the Olympics marathon, pretty much kills you for at least one world major for that year.
Yeah, I mean it's
so
but
a lot
I
of
think
people
that,
I don't think run it.
Yeah, but I think that it also is you have to qualify for that position, especially in the marathon. But I think that it also is it's kind of one of those things where it's like, do I want to do world championships or do I want to do a world major? I think people are probably more excited about the championships versus world major. Like, it's a great opportunity to be able to do so. So yeah, definitely is good. I think that, I mean, as we know, it has been up and down in regards to the marathon distance on the U.S. women, taking some podium spots, but I mean, we'll take top 10s for sure.
Yeah. So, it was interesting. I don't know if you saw this. Noah Lyles, he's a sprinter. I think he runs the 100 and 200.
He does.
Did you hear him? He was kind of, did you see him talking about the world championship versus the NBA world championship?
Help me understand what he said, because I've been seeing like clips of him, people going off on him. Some people saying they understand him. But you know how social media is. They chop up things. So what was the gist of that?
Yeah. Basically, he was saying, I mean, he was tongue in cheek. He was joking. I mean, I don't know why anybody even took it serious. But basically, he was saying this: he's the world champion. He was like, NBA players, what are you the world champion of? The NBA, the world champion of America, is basically what he was saying. You're not actually a world champion. But there are world championships in basketball, which is going on actually right now. The FIFB is doing the world championships of basketball right now that has a team from the U.S. playing in it. But his thing was, when like the Lakers say they're the world champions, are they the world champions? Because they only play teams from the U.S. To win that title.
And that's
what he was saying.
Okay.
Like he's saying he competes against the world, whereas they don't. Now, why he went to the NBA, I don't know. He might have just used the NBA. I think he was saying in general about even like football, Kansas City wins the Super Bowl. They're the world champions of football, but all they're playing is other teams
in the country. You know,
the U.S.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that I get was what his he's thing. Saying. Okay. But it probably came mm-hmm. across. And I think, like, from how you're explaining it to me, I can read it in another mm-hmm. way of, I think track and field outside of relay, right, is an individual sport. Like, he represents the U.S., but in order for him to get that medal and get paid, he has to do the work independently. Whereas when it comes to football, mm-hmm. soccer, basketball, it's a team sport. So I could see where he's coming from on that. From what I understand, his delivery wasn't great, and so it kind of seemed like it was downplaying or demeaning the other sports, and he sounded very cocky about it, is what I understood.
Yeah. Well, also, track and field is usually very short-lived. And, I shouldn't say that. It's not short-lived. You can have a very long career, but the times that people pay attention to track and field, which is the Olympics every 4 years, and the World Champions, that's when people pay attention to track and field,
mm-hmm.
Whereas we pay attention to, like, football players every season. Again, when the season starts, we know where Dak Prescott is. You know, when the season starts, we know where Tom Brady is.
That
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas his time in the sun is very short-lived. And I think he's just trying to make the best of it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been
and
hearing
he talk a lot of smack.
Yeah,
anyway.
he's that type guy anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even when he was having beef with his the other sprinter, not beef, but like, the trash talking, mm-hmm. the hands in the air, like the bring it whole thing, that's his vibe.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, he's not the only one. And I don't know if it's a brand thing, but I'm starting to see more of it where track and field stars are being a little bit more boisterous, boastful kind of thing. And it brings attention to the sport, because there was even I want to say he ran the 5K, the 5,000 meter. He's from Norway. And like, even in his heats, when he'd run his heats, he'd be like, he wouldn't be at the finish line yet, but he'd be like pointing to the crowd and waving at people.
Yeah.
And
showboating.
In the end, he did not win. Yeah, showboating. He mm-hmm. didn't win his champion. I think he lost it in the 5, but I think he might have won the 10. I'm not sure.
Got it.
But
yeah.
I think I'm seeing more and more of that. And in a world where branding is so big, I think that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So it could be that, and yeah, like you said, getting some media. Because again, if you're not in the running or track and field world, you don't hear about this stuff unless something does hit the media. So I can see that. I mean, it's all about marketing, child, these days. It's all about marketing, because we know sometimes these celebrities do stunts and everything just to get their name, keep some validity. out for themselves.
Exactly. So Indy, you got anything else going on in the future, your running world? What's going on?
You know what, I'm gonna be completely 100 to all of the listeners. I am in a funk, Tommy, and when I say in a funk,
what?
I am in a funk. I have not felt like doing any kind of anything as far as running. I did have the Charlotte Around the Crown 10K that's taking place this weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm still going to travel to North Carolina if the weather holds up appropriately for me to be able to take that travel down there. One of my good friends is running the 10K, and this will be her first 10K ever. So she's done several 5Ks, and it'll be her first 10K. So I'm still going to go and cheer. But you know what? There is a, for this race, there is a time cutoff and a pace cutoff for the race because a portion of the race is, a portion of the race runs on the highway. So they have a really strict pace to hold. And because I have not been running, I don't feel confident I can hold the pace. And I'm not interested in going out of town and being swept at a race and be embarrassed. So I would rather...
That's what you meant by being swept.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you meant when you said being swept. That's what you meant. Okay,
so
I got you.
I'd rather... Okay. I am that person that I respect the time cutoff and I respect a pace hold. Mm-hmm. So I am not going to go out there and be like, they just need to be... nice to the back of the pack people. No, I would rather not start a race and go out and cheer and give respect to that if I know that I'm not ready. There's a lot of people that I know that would rather just try to wing it and try to do it, but I'm one, not in the ministry of getting injured, which means that I would more than likely be pushing myself at a pace that I'm not trained for. So I'm not in the ministry of getting injured, not only physically or mentally, because when you do stuff like that, it does bruise your mental ego and all that stuff at a certain point. And I also just don't want to travel out of town and get swept and then be disappointed. And then it's just a whole thing. So I would rather do not start than to DNF. For the people that don't know the acronyms, DNS do not start, or DNF do not finish. I would take a DNS over a do not finish. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
So, but I am going to go. I am going to go and enjoy myself. And hopefully I can do some content while I'm there, because it is Mad Miles is a run group that's there. Very big run group. They have a really good time. So I'm looking forward to spending some time with them and just enjoying the weekend.
Okay. Well, that's what it's about, is, enjoying yourself. Have a good time, regardless if you're on the pavement or cheering others that are on the pavement. You talking about getting swept or, having to finish in a certain amount of time. Now, we talked a little bit about this young lady before we got on. I wasn't planning on talking about her really, but since you talked about that, Alexandria Williams. So Alexandria Williams, she's a content creator, influencer. Based on what I saw, it looks like, I guess she started off with talking about making sure you got the right sports bra, because it made such a humongous difference to her. But Abbott, the people that do the World Majors, that sponsors the World Majors, or, puts together the 6-star, they are doing short films, about 28 minutes. The first one was about a young man named Thomas Eller. He's deaf and he's from Germany. But the second one was about Alexandria Williams. She's from the U.S. And it talked about her story. I guess she ran in the Boston, or attempted to run in the Boston, that was crazy raining and cold, and she got hypothermia and she did not finish. Mm-hmm. And just kind of clarify, these stories are about people running that last race to get their 6-star, to get the medal, to show that they ran all of them. So I guess Boston was the last one that she needed. I watched it this weekend. It was really enjoyable. I recommend anyone, it's on YouTube, just put in, World Majors or 6-star, and it'll come up. But I really enjoyed watching it. And what I would love people to see, if you don't already know this, just because it takes you 6 hours to run a marathon does not mean that you did not train.
Mm-hmm.
This young lady shows, hey, she put in the work. That's just her pace. In the end, of course, she ends up getting her 6-star, but it's a great story because it talks about her getting hypothermia. Her mom passed away before this marathon. There was a lot of cameos of some people that we know from interviewing, like Heather King was on there. Philip King was on there. I forgot the other person I saw, but, there were quite a few, people that I had seen before also. And she's a black unicorn. And they talk a lot about that and how it got started and how she's part of it. But that's the best thing that I took from it, was it's showing how much she did train, regardless if it took her 6 hours or not. No, she's not super speedy, but she put in the work to get her 6 stars.
Yeah. Yeah. And she sounds like me. You know, just because you run 6 hour marathon doesn't mean that you, like you said, didn't put in work. So yeah, I definitely am going to check it out. I'm familiar with, from following her on social media and connecting on a couple of content creation things. So look forward to it. And maybe we can potentially have her on to kind of hear her story from her mouth about kind of her journey on what she's done.
Yeah. And now just to confirm, it took me more than 6 hours to finish New York. And it was because I did not train. So I'm not trying to put myself.
Yes.
I was not prepared.
But you're not.
I was not. But I guess I'm not trying to, you know, say, well, Tommy took 7, but he put the work in. No, I did not. So, and you know what's crazy? Like, ever since April, I've been really consistent, been hitting pretty much averaging four runs a week since the beginning of April, end of March.
Yeah.
And I go back and I look at my garment and like I go back and I look at the time period leading up to the New York Marathon. And I'm like, dude, you did. I mean, honestly, I did not deserve to be on that pavement, mm-hmm. period. I mm-hmm. really did not deserve to be on that pavement based yeah. on the preparation that I did.
Yeah.
I should have never gotten on that plane.
Yeah. But I think that we were offered a blessing because we all know that it is hard to get into New York. So
yeah.
it was yeah. for both of us, it was very hard to turn down because we were offered this. And honestly, if we were trying to get in on our own will, we probably wouldn't be running New York anytime soon, right? So I think yeah. it was that. And then the beauty of it all is that New York Roadrunners also does cheer on everybody, whether it be 9 hours or two and a half hours that you finish that race, they're there for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so I think that gave us a little bit of boost of confidence that we could just get out there and get it done. It may not be pretty, and it was not pretty, but we could get it done.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But yeah, I was really inspired by her video that they did on her. So go check that out if you get a chance. And you know, I mean, I think that's about it. I don't really have anything coming up. Well, I think I'm gonna do the virtual for the race. And I think I'm gonna run the PNC 10 miler. But other than that, I think that's gonna be it for mm-hmm. my year. I know you're in a funk, but did you put in for Tokyo?
No.
Okay.
You like the 10th person that's asked me if I'm running a marathon in 2024. And the answer is no.
Well, okay, not a problem.
Any marathon. Actually, I'm not doing any marathons in 2024. Nope.
Well, I mean, I'm not running to do a marathon. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Just doing the training, I understand that I am not anywhere close to be. Shoot, I'm barely close to be running halves. So I understand that, but I'm trying to get these stars done. I want to get them done with and over with. So I'm not worried about marathons. I did promise Michael the gentleman we interviewed while you were gone, when you weren't here. Mm-hmm. I did promise him if he runs Chicago, I'd run Chicago with him.
Oh, so nice.
We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Well, you know, Chicago was a good one. I was able to, you know, while I was there, it was always good. I felt a little nostalgia to be there. And, you know, but it also is, you know, when you out there running a marathon, you're not looking at the same stuff that you are when you're just a tourist. So, yes, it was good to be in Chicago and to see all the things. So, yes.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it when I was the year that I was there when you ran and Heather was running. I definitely enjoyed being able to sightsee. Mm-hmm. You know, that since I wasn't running, I think I'd run it a couple of years earlier or whatever. But mm-hmm. But anyway.
Yes.
You know, it's great to have you back, India.
Thank you.
In the house.
Yes. So I am going to get myself together for it. There's a 5K in DC that I'm going to be doing. I am going to do that. I'm not going to DNS on that, but that is in mm-hmm. October. So District Running Collective, I think we've spoken with them before, but they'll be on for their 10-year anniversary. So I'm going to be going to DC for that. So I look forward to that. So that is taking place. And I do need to get in the Atlanta race on the schedule. So.
Yeah. Run these streets of Atlanta. See if you still have feelings for Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah. I still, you know, it's so funny. Even though I'm in a funk, Tommy, I know that I still love running. So talking about running, when I see people run, I'm like, oh, but I also know that right now I'm just in a funk personally for myself. So it's not that, mm-hmm. you know, because sometimes when I get in my funk, I'm like, India, have you fallen out of love of running? And like, is this just no longer something that interests you? But I feel like I mm-hmm. do still love running. It's just hard really to get back in shape, even when it's hot and humid outside. Like you, not only are you battling not being in shape, but you're battling the weather elements of everything. And I feel like I tend to fall off during the summertime, and it sucks because, you know, well, not when I'm marathon training, but sometimes I find myself trying to get back at it, and the weather does not help you to want to get back at it. So we'll see. We'll see. But yeah. running is still in my heart. I'm still a runner. I will always be a runner, but I'm just going to
go buy you some new shoes. That's what gets me out of my funk with running. Child. I go buy some new running shoes. That helps me kind of, okay. All right, here we go. Let's go get you a new watch.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I do need to upgrade my watch because it's been a minute, mm-hmm. and the charge doesn't hold as much on this Garmin. So I do need a watch upgrade. Oh, I will say this. I know we was about to finish. I went this weekend to a triathlon for two of my friends, Hannah and Antonio. They did their first triathlon, and it was in Peachtree City. And that was my first time ever experiencing a tri. Unfortunately, they did cancel the swim because there was some blue and green algae in the water. So they canceled the swim. So they did bike, run, bike. But I do have an itch to get a bike. So I've been telling Braxton for I don't know how many years that I want a bike. So I hope to get a bike soon. And I think having a bike, of course, I have a Peloton, but that's different than actually having like an outside bike. So I definitely want a bike though that I can enjoy. So.
Okay. Yeah. How long was the, was it like a full, it was a half?
No. So it wasn't an Ironman. It wasn't. So they did a mile run, 13 mile bike and a 5K. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that sounds good.
But it
that
was their first one. Actually. So it was good to, So it was really good to see, you know, them do it and, you know, them learn. And also for me to visually see how they do all those different elements. So it was really interesting. So, yeah.
That's is interesting. I've been to a couple of Ironmen, and it's really wild to watch those people, you know, because, you know, we run. But to see them go through the, you know, the different activities.
The transitions, it was, do it all.
The one I did, because they used to have one that was for beginners. And the swim was in the pool, you know, I forgot how long the bike was. And then it was like a 5K, but there had been a storm the night before. So in the end, they didn't let us do the bike. We just did the pool and we did the run, which I'm glad. Cause I was like, ooh, I don't think I could have done the bike. Cause
that swim took it out of me. They were like, "Woo, this is giving me a good understanding of, I didn't even do one of the elements and you know, the feeling that you have." So I give much respect to anyone that does all three disciplines or even do athletes. Like, it is a process. So
exactly. Well, you know, I know you're going through your funk, but you ain't missing nothing with this humidity. Look, let me tell you, I do a Saturday and Sunday run. Sunday being my longest. So I ran on Saturday morning and my dumb butt, even though there was a heat advisory.
For this
following weekend here in Atlanta, I'm running with just water. No electrolytes, no nothing.
Lord.
So Saturday was worse than Sunday. So Saturday I ran, it was like 6 miles. I did it, but I was like, oh my God. You know, I could feel it. Like my pace was slower, everything. So I get up on Sunday. Sunday's a 9 miler. Let me tell you something. This was the second time in my life I've ever thought about calling an Uber.
Really?
In the middle of a run. Man. Because my dumb butt is running around with just plain old water. I'm at maybe mile 4, maybe 3.5. I can't remember. I stopped at this convenience store, got me Gatorade has something called rapid hydration. Saved my life.
Really?
Yeah, it really, yes, I could. It was night and day difference. So I got to remember to bring electrolytes with me and stop just doing the
water. Or salt tabs or something. Yeah, it's needed.
Yeah, something to that effect. But so you're not missing anything there. But I hope you get out of your funk. I've been there.
Yes.
You know, I've been, dude, I know. Hey, I've looked at that Garmin calendar and like, dang, I have not run in like months.
Ain't ran my body.
You know,
body
so
at
I've
all.
Been in that funk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
I've definitely
but
done
it just,
some walking here or there, but just really getting mm-hmm. in the running, I just, yeah, I haven't been wanting to do it. So, but it's okay. Enjoy your funk. Listen. We all go there. I give props for people yeah. that do all these streaks and all that stuff. Sometimes you just need a downtime and really like tap into what is important to you and understanding where your heart is at the moment. Because I mean, we have life changes, we have things that happen. And sometimes stuff just pulls us in different directions and it's okay to accept that. I am not a pro. I'm not running to get paid. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. Y'all continue stocking
yeah,
the problem.
I'm with you because I was like, you know, when I wasn't, I mean, I had my reasons or excuses why I wasn't
yeah,
running, but
yeah.
honestly, I just felt like there were other things I'd rather do. Like, yeah. I don't want to get up at 4 a.m. right
that
now.
Part.
I want to do something yeah. else.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I have not been envying people that have been doing long runs on the weekends. I'm like, I am glad I'm not in no training cycle right now because people out here doing these long runs, I do not miss those summertime wake ups. Woo! Yeah. Mm. I don't miss that.
Don't even holler. Don't even say 20 to me. I might slap you. Don't say 20 to
that
me.
That part. 20 what? Push-ups?
Well, anyway, India, once again, thank you for coming back. We appreciate you being here. But now if somebody wants to reach out to you and kind of talk to you about this Take the Lead thing, how would they do that?
Yeah, you can reach me at contact@milesfromindia.com. My website is www.milesfromindia.com. Or on my Instagram, Eye of Indigo Runs is my social media.
And you can hit me up at thomaswmitchell2@gmail.com or on Instagram at tmitch68. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
All right. Bye.